If you want to, for devotional thought, maybe I'd read from 2 Timothy chapter 4. Last Sunday, in William's message, he mentioned this thought, and I'd like to repeat what he said. It's probably a quote, but it says, if it is worth being a Christian, then it's worth living it to the fullest. Stuck out to me. I'll repeat. If it's worth being a Christian. So this morning, I'd like to ask each one of you, and myself too, is it worth being a Christian? Is it worth it for you this morning to be here? Why did you come? Is the Christian life worth living for me, for you? Why did you come this morning? Was it convenient? Peer pressure? Why are you a Christian? Have you counted the cost? Or just from a perspective of if you ever come to the point and just try to decide, is it worth it? Do I want to be a Christian or not a Christian? I'd like to ask another question. Is it worth doing something halfway? Typically not. Typically it's not, whether it's business, whether it's if you're baking something, whether you're working at something, whatever it is. If you're going to do it halfway, it typically isn't worth it. And so I think this is why this statement here, if it's worth being a Christian, then it's worth living it to the fullest. And the reason we don't live life to the fullest or live the Christian life to the fullest or maybe experience all the joys and everything that goes with it is because we often don't, or it's often because we're kind of half-hearted. It's a little bit what my thought was this morning. Just wanted to challenge myself, first of all, but just the fact that so often we kind of live the Christian life half-heartedly. And Paul in 2 Timothy, here in 2 Timothy 4, verse 7 says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me on that day. You know, the Christian life is a fight. It's a battle. And we live in a day and age when I think we are really blasted with the ease of just maybe having one foot in the world and one foot in the church, so to speak, or living the Christian life kind of when it's convenient, possibly, having a form of godliness, but not really experiencing the true power in our lives. And I just want to kind of challenge us to really think about what is the benefits of being a Christian? Is it really worth it? And it's been as I was thinking about all these things, it just really challenged myself to really realize that it's a battle, but it's worth the fight. And we see Paul here at the end of his life realized that it was a fight, but it says, I have finished, I have fought a good fight, he says, and I finished my course. I'm going to start reading here in the beginning of chapter 4. Paul says, I charge thee therefore, thee before God, and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. We see that happening today in many ways, where people like to go to a church that the teachers and preachers will not make it too hard for them. To put both feet in it and go all out for God seems a little radical. So it's easy to go after an easy Christian, to be a Christian whenever it's convenient. And then it says, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. We see a progression here, and as we think of how the world is today, we see it. People are turning away their ears from the truth. But he says to Timothy, but watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Verse 6 there, as he says, for I am now ready to be offered. You know, every one of us, we're not going to live forever. There's going to be an end. And here Paul, he's ready. He realizes he's at his end. And then he says, I have fought a good fight. I finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me on that day, not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. To all of us that love his appearing, are looking forward to his appearing. And you know, there are days that I look forward to his appearing, and there are other days that I'm kind of wrapped up with the things that I want to do and things that I'm enjoying. But it's a challenge to really consider, if we're going to be a Christian, let's do it all the way. Let's give it everything. And I'm not talking about just having a form of godliness or going to church every Sunday. I'm talking about loving God's word and experiencing his truth in our hearts. I mean, if you're not sure how, pray for it and continue reading. Challenge yourself to, you know, the world has a lot to offer. But remember, God has more to offer. But it's so deceiving. You know, we live in a world where things are out there to lure us in a life of ease, a life of just kind of halfway. I'd say that's probably our biggest temptation out there right now, is to live a half-hearted life. We can be kind of enjoy life by living a Christian life part-time and part-time not. I came through Walmart last night, and this checkout lady had a shirt on that said, I'm a proud Walmart associate, or something like that. She's proud to be part of Walmart or something like that. Anyway, so I just asked her, I said, hey, are you proud to be an associate with Walmart? And she said, sometimes. But you know, the Christian, to be considered a fanatic Christian or a true born-again believer, we can be, I don't like the word proud, but I like to consider it as a privilege and a blessing. There's many things that the Christian can enjoy. I just think of a few. It says true peace. When I say true peace, there's a lot of other peace out there, but true peace, true joy, true love, many, many other things. We have an anchor that keeps the soul. But I just want to remind us it's a challenge as we go out into the world and all these things that allure us to the side, distract us. Let's just remember that. If the Christian life is worth living, then it's worth living it to the fullest. Let's pray.